Is your ammo fresh? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and our question this week comes from Caleb off of our Facebook group. And Caleb asks, "Hey John, thanks for the add to the group. Got a question for you that's been rolling around in my head for a while. I'm a long range guy, typically 1000 to 1760, and a lot of times I hear some of my friends say, fresh ammo's the best ammo. Even seen some of them load at events. My question is, I've never seen real world differences in my groups at distances with my loads, whether they were 6 months old or 6 hours. Any opinions on this one? As always, cheers and love Mail Call Mondays." Well, Caleb, I always saw the fresh ammo is the best ammo as kind of a joke that plays into the fact that a lot of us precision rifle shooters end up rolling up our match ammo a day or two before a match. Usually I find myself just getting slammed trying to finish projects before I have to go to an out-of-state match, and so I end up spending that last day before I actually leave for the match actually making ammo for the match. Now, this isn't the greatest strategy. Usually, you want to take your time, make sure your ammo is as good as you can absolutely make it. That way you're taking the best ammo you can produce to the match. And generally, humans don't perform the best under pressure. So that's kind of always where I saw the fresh ammo joke arise. Now, there can be some truth to fresh ammo. I haven't actually seen a difference personally with ammo that I have loaded the day before or ammo that I've loaded a week or two before. In fact, this morning I was out at the range shooting the AE Mark II with some 243 ammo that I've loaded more than a year ago. And that ammo, it was kept in a climate-controlled environment, wasn't exposed to the elements, and so it was just as good as the day I loaded it. Now, you can run into some differences depending upon how you load, depending upon what powder you're using, what brass you're using, and what your load workup is. Now, the first thing we want to look at is powder. You want to store your powder in a cool, dry place because powder is just a combination of chemicals, and some of those chemicals can leach out of that powder. Some of it can evaporate into the air. Powder can dry out, powder can turn, powder can absorb moisture. So depending upon how you're storing your powder, it may develop some issues if it's stored improperly over time. If it's in a warm, moist environment, that is probably about the worst way you can store powder. If it's sealed up in its bottles, though, you're still going to be pretty well corked up against any problems. The powder jugs that I get are usually plastic. They usually have a metal cap and they have an inner seal inside that metal cap. So if all that is in there, it's providing a pretty difficult barrier for moisture to get through. Now, of course, there still is heat. Heat will speed up chemical processes, so it still can speed up the degradation of that powder while it's sitting on the shelf and allow chemicals to separate in it. I'm not a chemist, so we're not going to get into details on how powder can degrade, but you want to keep it cool and dry, and you want to use through it as quickly as you can once you crack that powder open and allow air into the bottle. Now, I say that, but then you notice the hoppers behind me for the RCBS Charge Masters are almost always at least a third to a half full. And that's because I generally do not empty those out after every reloading session. I will keep the hoppers in there full, but they are closed. They are sealed off. There's no air circulating in them. And the shop is attached to the house, so it stays fairly well climate controlled throughout the year. So I haven't noticed any issues with that. Now, one thing that I would not do is I would not charge a bunch of cases, not seat a bullet, and then let those sit, because then you're getting the maximum exposure to air that you possibly could, and that could allow those charges to absorb more moisture. Now, when we go on into the next thing, this kind of links into powder charges. What I have seen with ammunition, if you are running a compressed charge, and I'm by no means recommending that you run compressed charges, you can get into some serious problems there, so make sure you know what you're doing if you're crunching that bullet when you seat it. But if you run a compressed charge, I have noticed before on a certain load that I was testing a compressed charge on that I could seat the bullet, I could set that cartridge aside, I could come back later and measure the cartridge, and the powder combined with the elasticity of the case pushed the bullet back out. Not all the way out of the case, but it did push it out, so my cartridge overall length was longer. Now, if I loaded those and immediately shot them, the cartridge overall length would have been more stable, but if I let them sit overnight, loaded up a bunch of those, this was just a test series, a test string, which I ended up not using that specific charge for anything more than a test. But if I allowed those to sit overnight and I had a match the next day, then that bullet could have pushed out. It might have caused feeding problems, might have caused chambering issues, might have caused all kinds of issues if you had a specific jump that you were targeting. So there is that to consider. Next, and probably the final point to consider on this, is neck tension. Brass is elastic, so I have noticed, and I have heard of other people experiencing this, if you roll up your ammo, you size it, and then you immediately charge and seat right after sizing it, then you have a different seating pressure than if you size it, let it sit for a couple of weeks, and then come back and load it after it sat for a while. Then you can sometimes require more seating pressure to get that bullet in there. Again, this comes down to neck turning, neck thickness, projectile design, diameter, the loading setup you're using. There is a ton of different factors involved in here, but there can be a difference. So the way I will usually do it is I will usually load my cartridges within a couple of days of sizing them. And again, I haven't noticed any difference shooting them with ammo that I have sized and charged and loaded a bullet versus ammunition that I have sized, let sit for a little while, and then charged and loaded a bullet. But again, if we are talking about bench rest shooters, which when you talk about the guys that are loading at the firing line, a lot of those are bench rest type competitions. They will load at the firing line. They'll develop charges at the firing line. It's actually a pretty crazy thing to see when a guy pulls up a full air-conditioned trailer that is his loading bench and laboratory, and then runs in and out of that during the match. So there is something to that for bench rest style competition. But when we get back to it and we start talking about tactical rifle, I don't see any benefit there whatsoever. If you're able to produce ammunition that is in that quarter to half MOA, you're going to be good to go as far as the consistency you need to shoot these off of barricades. So that is really my opinion on fresh ammo versus ammo that you've loaded weeks or even a year or two. Now, once you have loaded your ammo, it is kind of important how you store it. I usually store it in these, I believe these are Frankfurt Arsenal cartridge boxes. There are 100 cartridges to a box. So when I load the stuff up, I put it in here, I put a sticker on it that tells me all the data that I need about the load and when I loaded it and even what rifle it's loaded for, if it's for a specific rifle. And then I will put these on the shelf, but again, the shop here is climate controlled, it is attached to the house, so it does stay at a pretty even temperature throughout the year. Even in the winter, we don't get freezing temperatures in here, it just gets cold, and it stays relatively moderate humidity, relatively dry throughout the year. So I can just throw this stuff on the shelf. Now, if you don't have the benefits that I do, you've got humidity issues, you live down south, then what I would consider doing is when you load your ammunition, get a large military ammunition can, something like a Mark 19 or a 50 caliber can or larger, something that your ammo boxes will fit into. Put your ammunition in those boxes, drop it into that can, Throw in a desiccant pack. You can get them at sporting goods stores. They will suck the moisture out of the air and they will trap it in the pack. So you can take that desiccant pack, throw it into the ammo can, seal the ammo can down, and as long as the gasket in the ammo can is intact, then it will pretty much keep a dry environment inside that can for a very long time. So you can roll up your ammo, throw it in that can, slap the lid down, and put it wherever you want to put it. You could actually store it on your back porch in cool environments and probably not have a problem with corrosion inside the can. Now, if you do have really acidic sweat, you probably want to wear nitrile or latex gloves while you're loading. Go with the powder freaks. That powder makes a huge mess on everything. But that will give you an added measure of safety against lead contamination, but it will also keep your oils off of the ammunition. Depending upon the process I'm doing, a lot of times when I'm resizing, I will wear gloves anyway, just because it keeps lubrication, it keeps any residue from my tumbling media and that off of my hands. And it's a whole lot easier if I have to run and do something just to strip the gloves off and throw them in the trash, than scrub all that stuff off my hands with some Gojo or Orange or whatever your favorite hand scrub stuff is. That is my general opinion on fresh ammo. I really think most of the time you hear it, it is used in jest, used to signify that lack of preparation and rolling up ammo right before the match. But depending upon how you're storing your powder and what type of loading strategies you're using, there may be something to it if you're looking for that last tenth. So that came off of our Facebook group, and we'll leave a link down below to the 8541 Tactical Shooters Facebook group where you can come, post things, share in the community, and even post Mail Call Monday questions. That's it for this Mail Call Mondays. If you guys would like to know how to support the content that you know and love, we'll leave a link down below to our Patreon channel. We would love to have you guys over there, and sometimes we release stuff ahead of time. We're still working on getting a live chat going on. YouTube set us back a little bit by cutting out our live chat capabilities for a while, but we're back online with that now. So hopefully we will get that set up and we will announce it through our Patreon group for all our Patreon subscribers. If you guys have any questions or comments that you'd like to see answered on Mail Call Mondays, throw them in the comment section down below or send them to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, you can send questions to us at 8541tactical@gmail.com. If you like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Click that little bell icon to make sure that you get notified when we release new content, which should be every week. And until next time, get out and shoot.